And that doesn't matter if you're an A-list or star or the common man. If you have a good story to tell, people want to know about it. And I found compelling stories everywhere. I've been with Jay Leno. What an awesome guy. And then I've also been to the campground of the Buffalo Chip to interview a guy staying in a tent for 10 days in the dirt. And they're both equally entertaining.
720 WGN live here. Well, this is actually Deadwood, right? Typically, we're high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Now in the middle of the epicenter of the biker world for the world's largest biker rally. But of course, it's happening all over the area, right? People think Sturgis, but Deadwood is an epicenter of a lot of it. A guy that has his hand on the pulse of so much of it. When it comes to the cycle world, when it comes to motorcycle, when it comes to anything really in motorsports, car culture, all that kind of stuff. Jack Corpella with Cycle Drag. He is on top of it all. I don't know how he does it. We're going to find out. Jack, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. And this is near and dear to my heart because I'm an old media guy like you. News, radio, I love it. Now the only difference is I get to take my camera and go to these cool events and put it all on Cycle Drag, YouTube, and Facebook. Welcome to the digital age, right?
Not only are you providing the entertainment for everybody, but people are kind of living vicariously through you. I have never been to Sturgis before. I've followed it. We've had a bunch of different activations, personalities, people racing, people be out there, and of course all of the just regular great people that participate in that event. I've never been to it personally. I feel like I have because of Cycle Drag, right? So what was the purpose of doing it? Not only is it a vehicle for you to get out there, do the things, just kind of live your passion with the culture, but it means a lot to people.
Well, thank you very much, and you just drove home why I do this. So I was a newscaster for 3 years in Pennsylvania at WGAL, which is an NBC affiliate. Loved it, but guess what? I was low man on the totem pole every weekend, every night. I had to work. Every holiday I had to work. So I missed every rally. I missed every drag race. I missed everything. So when YouTube, Facebook gave me the opportunity to branch out on my own and do this on Cycle Drag, I said, I want to do this for all the folks that can't be here, because I was the guy in the news truck watching coverage from Daytona Bike Week, from the U.S. Nationals, from all these different races, and now it's just amazing how connected we are, where everybody's got a high-definition device in their pocket.
Yeah, from the content side and the creating, the high quality, is that opportunity is there, but you have to have, I always say, the cream rises to the top, and you are doing it at a big level. What I love about it is the range. There are some people who are just excited about what it is that's happening out there. They want to put it on their Facebook page or whatever. Obviously, you have that news, that media sensibility, right, to bring some people some quality stuff. But the range, like you'll be with, let's say, a Jay Leno, or you'll be with a bartender in Sturgis, is a little bit of the naughty side, right? You bring it all.
Well, again, I think you're driving home what we learned in the media, right? And that doesn't matter if you're an A-list or star or the common man. If you have a good story to tell, people want to know about it. And I found compelling stories everywhere. It doesn't matter what your income level is. It doesn't matter what your fame level is. And I really try to exude that in all of my content. I've been with Jay Leno. What an awesome guy. He was supposed to give us 5 minutes. He gave us like a half an hour. And then I've also been to the campground of the Buffalo Chip to interview a guy staying in a tent for 10 days in the dirt. And they're both equally entertaining.
Here's the thing. How do you choose the places that you go? For the listeners out there that may think, geez, this is a huge multimedia enterprise with probably like bureaus in all the different cities. It's Jack, right? It's one guy that's out there, allows you to be as nimble as possible. Plus you have full autonomy over what it is that you're doing. How do you choose? Obviously a marquee event like Sturgis, it's always going to be on your calendar, but the rest.
Yeah, you know, that's probably one of the toughest things to, I would say the toughest skill set to acquire when you get into this. When I worked news, I remember one of the executive producers grabbed me and he said, hey, I can teach you everything, but I can't teach you news sense. You have to know what's compelling, what to cover. And that's tough, but you know, you kind of get your finger on the pulse, and this one's easy. I mean, 700,000 bikers in town, Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and Daytona Bike Week, those are the two granddaddies. Everything else in between can be a little tough to see what people really care about and what they want to know about.
The man on the street stuff that you do, it's one-to-one with those people. I think it's as real as possible. It's as in the moment. You're sharing your opinions, your perspectives. You're taking that back. A lot of times it is a personal situation that's happening, those conversations. But the audience, Jack, it's huge, right? So talk a little bit about the feedback. Have you ever been surprised by somebody who's come back and said, hey, I saw what you did, or I know what you did, or whatever? You're like, wow, we're getting there.
Well, you know what? It's funny. We get both sides of it. On Cycle Drag Facebook, we get a lot of what is known as keyboard warriors or haters occasionally,
what?
Right? But here's what I've learned. I've learned to embrace these people, because love it or hate it, whether or not you're sitting in the front row and loving my content, or if you're up in the peanut gallery throwing tomatoes at me and you're a heckler, hey, that's okay. You're engaged in my content, so that means I'm doing my job. Paul Tuttle from Orange County Choppers, we worked with him here, senior, and he taught me something, because if I post a picture of him like clockwork, York, here comes the haters. Ding, ding, ding. He's not a builder. He's a cake decorator, et cetera, et cetera. But when you come here in person, it's nothing but love and respect. And sir, can I have an autograph? And sir, we grew up watching your show. So I've learned that, you know, those internet haters are great, but they don't speak for the majority. I think a lot of us might enjoy content and move on. I'm sure in your line of work, you've encountered a hater or two online, but isn't it funny? They never seem to be here in person.
Well, here's the thing, and you made me think of it too, is that this is an event, and people think of it, there's a perception out there, I think, in the general public. They know that it's a high love if you're Harley, if you're a rider, if you're whatever, but there's also this kind of dark side thought of it, like, oh, it's dangerous, and oh, here's what it is. And maybe there are some areas where you should really kind of be a little bit cautious. What I love about Sturgis, and I want you to share this, is that range. You have all sorts of people. So you have your hardcore, you know, bikers, there's like biker gangs, there's like enthusiasts, there's all sorts of things. But you got a lot of really cool celebrities that you would not know, it's not what they're famous for, are really into the Harley culture and into the bikes. Talk about some of the celebrities that you've met here. I know, so we've been hanging out with, you know, like Shooter McGavin the whole time. So he's here. This is a guy, as mainstream as it gets, loves the bikes.
Yeah, I mean, your token celebrities that you would expect, like Senior Billy Lane, they were here, Richard Rawlins of Gas Money. But then people that I wasn't really sure loved motorcycles or not were here. You know, Dana White, a big motorcycle fan. Kid Rock was here last year. He loved it. We've seen videos of Kevin Costner rolling around. So do you never know who you're going to see? And especially when they got those full face helmets on, that some of them like to be incognito. If you're a celebrity that's getting mobbed by the paparazzi or psycho drag, I'm guilty as charged. What a great way to enjoy yourself. Put on that full face helmet and you'll blend in with the crowd.
In a lot of these events, you never know who you're going to see. But if it is an event that matters, if it's something that rises to the level to get on the calendar, Jack Crapelle is going to be there with Cycle Drag. So Jack, as people try to keep up with you, like, where are you going to go next? Because I know some people, as you are looking for that next story, those great interviews, I'm sure people are looking for you.
No doubt about it. Thanks a lot, man. One race that I really love that I'm headed to next is called Vegas to Reno. It's a desert race. They start in Vegas. They race 550 miles all the way up to Reno. Never know what you're going to encounter in the middle of the desert, but guys just absolutely love it. After that, looking at maybe Lake of the Ozarks rally, a few drag races, and of course, Biketoberfest in October down in Daytona. That is the granddaddy. And you guys can check it all out on Cycle Drag YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And I really appreciate you getting that word out there, because hey, the more the merrier. Whether you're a lover or a hater, come on in and enjoy the ride.
Jack is living the dream, and we are riding along with him all along the way. Jack, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being here. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you being here, because just like you patted me on the back, you're letting people live vicariously through you who couldn't be here. And for anybody listening to this who wasn't here, we hope to see you at the 86th Sturgis Rally next year.
Belongs on the bucket list.